on the station and bring it to the side of the crowd. So, for this project, there's on the item on the agenda to approve the minutes. Anybody have any questions, corrections, changes? Now, let's have a motion and a second, please. Signify by saying aye. Opposed. And move on to the old business. Project updates.
I'm the city of Hamilton project on Big Spear. The sign inventory is taken down. Phase one of that project was let in July of last year. I'm sorry. And construction is now underway. The phase two final tracing were submitted on June 24th. And with county projects, Maryland Street Bridge over City Creek, concrete for the westernmost span of the bridge deck and the guardrails are being poured in early July. The installation of the gas maze is planned to begin July 11th, and it's anticipated that that construction will take about a month to complete. The project is estimated to be complete by mid-September. So we have Delaware Bridge over City Creek. A funding request is submitted to NDOT for process. Temple Road widening, phase one, was open to traffic on July 1st. Construction on phase two, which is between Turin Drive and Temple Turin Drive, is expected to continue until early. Green River Road from Kansas to Greenville and Harmony. A appraisal fee has been approved for 15 parcels. So the next step would be that the appraisal of those parcels will begin. Warrick County Projects, Lincoln Avenue. There was an RFP, a request for proposals, advertised and went through the process of construction inspection. NDOT has reviewed the consultant selection documents and has given the county approval to begin negotiations for the construction. On NDOT Projects, US Highway 41 paving project from I-69 to the Harmony Road. Construction began on the south end between Virginia Street and I-69, and the contractor is currently working on patching. The State Road 61 connector, Greenville Bypass. Work continues on the bridge over Carter Trailer Ditch. The duct four is planned for Mitchell City. Contractor will be working on building a sub base on either side of FQ Road, just north of Village Church Road. And we've got some I-69 corridor updates. On Section 5, the estimated completion of Section 5 construction is now at June 2017. Section 6, in March, NDOT announced that the final, that the route following the State Road 7 between Martinsville and Indianapolis is best to meet the I-69 performance measures while minimizing cost and impacts to the human and natural environment. And as you may have seen, heard, read, I-69 Ohio River Crossing on the 30th, last Thursday, the Indiana governor and Kentucky governor signed a memorandum of agreement to take the next steps in the advancement of budget development. The MOA authorizes NDOT to publish a request for proposal seeking a firm to begin the environmental review. All I have.
Any questions for me? Thank you. Item B, draft action management manual, a development guide. We need approval for that. If you have any questions, any comments, or anything,
So it's been out there for about a month now, and the only comment I believe Nick was from you about the person, one of the policy members changes on our list. So I agree to no comments or questions about it.
Motion, second. Move to approve. favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? I'll take the call for project application 46.
All right. We have been working on an application for our public project. Previously, we would send out individual applications, whatever we did call. So we had a CMAC application, a CMAC call, we have a TAP application, a TAP call. But what we've been doing is we have created a new application that we will not be asking the updates to identify a funding source. This application is for any projects that the LPAs would have. They would submit to us, and we would determine what funding source that project is most appropriate for. And also, we're hoping that this application will be easier for the LPAs to fill out. It will be a little time-consuming on their part, so we'll see how it works whenever we have our first call. So what we'll do is just kind of walk through the application real fast. It has a new format. Previously, it was a Word document that we sent out that people would start their questions in, but now we've made it in Excel format, and we have separated it into tabs. You can see at the bottom, there's six different tabs. The first tab is the instructions, which is pretty obvious, but it walks you through, kind of, it gives you details about each tab, what the purpose of each tab is. And then another feature that we have added is all the gray boxes that you'll see in the next tab, those are drop-down boxes that we have already put answers in, that you just select your answers. And then the yellow boxes are text boxes where we ask kind of open any questions that you can type answers in. So the first tab is basic information about LPA that is submitting the application. So it's basic information like organization name, you type in, contact information. A new item that we are adding is if the ERC, the Employee and Accountable Charge, has managed projects before, we're wanting to know what the last three projects they have managed are. And we did have a question about if that would be added to the scoring at the end. It won't be. That's just more for our knowledge. And other new pieces we're including this application is the Title VI plan or compliance letter and the ADA transition plan or compliance letter. These are new requirements that we are wanting to make sure the LPAs have both of these items. And here you can see one of the drop-down boxes, if there's a plan available, just put that note go in. That's kind of works. And then another new piece is a financial commitment letter. We are working on kind of a draft example of what that would look like. But we're just wanting a written commitment from the LPA that they will have the local match available whenever we do award the funding. So if we believe, you can just put in your name on your website. So, any questions with that?
And ERC, is that just the person that you need?
This is the person that would be managing the project. So the next tab is the description, and this is more of the project itself tab, project name, where the limits are. And then this drop-down menu, you can list all the apply, bike improvements, pedestrian improvements, transit, bridge. We do have a measure, we have the option to put this in that type of, something else you can type in, other. And then just the checkbox for the project description, similar projects that have been included near this one. And then new questions that we have added basically start here at the start location. We're just wanting to know where the project will start, where the project will end, intersections throughout the corridor project, what intersections would be included, if there are intersection improvements that that will be included as part of it. And we're also wanting to know the existing number of lanes and the proposed number of lanes. So that way, we'll know if you're going from four lanes to three, if you're wanting to add no turn lane to a four to five, that will help us in our scoring and prioritization. The finance tab is a neat table that Pam has used to Pam. She spent on working on this interactive table that will automatically calculate your portions, calculate the total that you enter them in. So it's the same as usual, preliminary engineering and right of way. We typically don't cover the cost, but if you type in whatever, it will automatically show 100% as the local match, and it will calculate the total over here. But then when you get into the pieces that the federal funding will apply to, you type in the total, you say it's 45% local match, and it will automatically calculate the local match and the federal funding for that. So you do numbers there, not letters. So it's a neat way to easily calculate the local funding piece and the federal funding piece. And then a new piece that we are also adding into this application is the score of the cost estimate. So we're wanting to know if this was just a quick estimate that you put together, or they'll take it together, or it came from a report, or the estimate that the GIO put together. So we're kind of wanting to know that score of the cost estimates that are in the table. The next piece is support. So we're wanting to know for the project you're applying for, what are the primary objectives of this project? So we have options that you can choose from, putting economic development, improved safety, others, if there's another reason that you think the project should be noted, you can select other and type it in. We're also wanting to know the secondary objectives. So it's the same options, but we're just wanting to know the LPA's thoughts on the importance of and the purpose of what the project is. And another piece that we're really wanting to focus on in the scoring is the project consistent with all the planning documents. So we've listed out for the NTO documents, so our transportation plan, the COA, that COA, the Lakeside Pedestrian Plan, but also like the commission's applying, they have their own bike pedestrian plan that they could choose. And then we have some other regional plans, like our seat sustainability plan, so the water, wastewater plan that I'm still working on, local comprehensive plan. So we have several boxes here that you can select all the ones that all the plans that apply to this project. And the last piece is a project map. This is the same as it has been on the last application, just showing the location and any relevant point of interest next to the area that your project is in. So that is the new application. Are there any questions?
Comments? Any questions? This is when you do talk projects, you figure out where this will also use some of the pieces that funds they automatically do it. So they can do this out.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't take the place of the TAB application that we mentioned that. So any of the federal highway funding, they will now be filling out this application for the individual application. If not, we'll real fast, I'll show you the new prioritization factors for our scoring. Previously, we would go through each question and identify a score for each question, but now we're wanting to make it our scoring more consistent with our goals and objectives from our transportation plan. So we have identified four key areas. system designation, modernization, efficiency, which that will look at the roadway network and how it will impact the region. So these factors right here are ones that we will do GIS work with the transportation model, and we'll determine a score of 5 points for each of these criteria. Safety and security, which will look at the reduction in fatalities, will it help, you know, intersections that have had lots of crashes in the past. We do the same thing, analyze based on these criteria and identify a score. So looking at transportation, that deals with how well transit and bike and pedestrian accommodations are being incorporated into the project, and then quality of life. This is more air quality, environmental, you know, creating a better quality of life. So we will take the project and we'll do our analysis in GIS model, and we will determine the score for the overall project. Any questions on that? If not, we are seeking approval, and we're going to do the same walkthrough this afternoon at the policy meeting as well.
If there's no question for Aaron, I mean, motion. Second. In favor, please. 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 In favor,
I have some good news. Last week they closed three sections, two lanes of the West Side Expressway. Going east. Mayor Harvey, and I have never seen stacking blocks or retaining walls separated like they have on that. And it's come to their attention 3 years ago. I brought up in the meeting here that the stones are separated there. I wonder if the state of Indiana, I don't know who the representative is, took it back and the highway department did anything about it. They said they knew about it, but they didn't do anything about it for a long time. And I have never seen it in Portland. Of course, they had public hearings too. These are all public hearings, and we told them it was no one to put around and everything, and they should have known that they had to take some kind of action. I'd just like to know what the state is doing, and comment from that to the state.
So what question do you know?
Why didn't they do something about it sooner until the deteriorated in the site?
That's a type of law.
Yes.
That was definitely a joke that that was taken into consideration in the United States was that because the wall was sprouted, so that it was all together. So I'm even assuming from that that the slate movement was actually sprouted and putting that together. And that was done. I'm not going to say for sure that what we got in front of us. That was taken into consideration. And it was safe. There are economies around that that actually led in the movement. And there's no movement.
I've never seen movement like that in the returning walls in any place. I've seen how they're constructing walls all over. I was wondering how safe it is when we can expect that to paint across the west side of the poor transportation system. All right, any other questions? Comments? Bring a motion to the chair.
Any questions?
I'm just not. 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 I'm